Jess in with you this morning. Now, we have a local boy from Singleton joining me in the studio. It's 19-year-old Ryan Gilroy. He's been chosen to be a part of a team to race in the 2021 Toyota 86 Series. Ryan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. Now, this is very cool.
It is, yeah. I'm still getting to terms with it myself, to be honest.
So explain to us, for anyone who may not know, the Toyota 86 Series, give us a bit of a brief of exactly what that is.
Okay, so the Toyota 86 Series is a little one-make series, and it's a part of the development kind of for young guys to try and get towards their dream of supercars. So the whole idea of a one-make series is everyone's got an equal opportunity to, you know, win races or, you know, fight for top five positions or something like that. So it's all, we've all got the same tyres, same suspension, same car, same engine, same everything. The only difference is the driver, basically, and how you drive the car. So it's a good platform to show your skills as a driver to all the big teams that are watching. You know, obviously, we're the support category for the Supercars Championship, which is a pretty big opportunity for all of us. So all eyes are on us. So, and we're out there to showcase, you know, who we are and what we're capable of.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm. So essentially, it is like a national competition.
It is, yeah. So we follow the supercars around all year, so which is pretty cool. So this year we get to go to Bathurst twice, which is
that's
unbelievable
awesome.
Privilege this year. We get to go to places like Winton and Townsville, and then we head off to Sydney Motorsport Park as well. So we get a whole variety of different tracks this year.
Yeah.
And, street tracks, permanent tracks, and then Bathurst. It's a really good place to show that you are a really good and talented driver.
Yeah. Mm. I want to talk about the process of how you actually got picked to be a part of the Toyota 86 series, but I feel like we should backtrack. Is car racing something that you have always wanted to do? Is this like five-year-old Ryan going, I want to race cars, I want to be in supercars race?
No, five-year-old Ryan wanted to be a garbage truck driver. So.
Oh, well, cool.
So things change quite dramatically.
Yeah.
No, as a little kid, obviously dad growing up as a kid back in the 60s, he's watched Bathurst since 1969, so he's never missed a race since then. So it's always been around, and I probably didn't pick up until I was about 10 or so, just watching reruns of old car shows and stuff like that. You get that bug for just cars in general.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, people race these things and there's a thing called Bathurst and things like that. So I started getting introduced to it more, and then I moved schools from Singleton to Maitland to Hunter Valley Grammar School, and a couple of my friends were racing go-karts. I had no idea what it was. And I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. But it took a couple of years after that to, you know, nudge mum and dad and say, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah.
So in the scheme of things, I was pretty late. I was probably about 15 when I started karting, but I finished third in my first ever race. So mum kind of dropped her head and sighed because she knew what she was in for the road ahead. And then so I did a couple of years ago karting, and then I was kind of stuck at the end of 2019 whether to go, you know, fully national and go like kind of professional with go-karting, or do I make the jump to car racing and go chase the dream. Fortunately, I came across a guy called Phil Alexander with Raceway Track Time, and he's helped me out heaps this year. He's taught me everything I know in car racing. So we did a bit of Pulsar racing, production car racing last year, just to kind of get my feet wet in different kinds of cars, and then just, you know, make that progression and hopefully go towards the Toyota 86 the next year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Catching up with Ryan Gilroy this morning, 19-year-old from Singleton, who's been picked to race in the Toyota 86 series. So, and now you are a part of this series. What was the process to get involved? I mean, I guess it's not just a case of sign up here.
No. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
So I was contacting teams all over Australia just to try and get a test day, because obviously that's the first thing you need to do is, you know, make contact. Let them know who you are and that you're interested. And the next step after that is obviously doing a test day and showing to them that you are capable of driving. So luckily enough, I was able to get an opportunity with Cedars Racing Team to do a test day with them. There was about, I'd say, 12 other guys there going for the same seat as I was on that day last year. And then they ended up calling me at the start of January this year and said that you're in. So I was pretty shocked. I'm still pretty shocked now, and it's all coming together. But that's the process of, you know, trying to get that seat.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when's the first race?
So we kick off at Bathurst on the 26th of Feb. So 26th to the 28th. Obviously, the supercars are going to be there for their 500 sprint. It's the first sprint round that they've had since 1995, I'm pretty sure it was the last time they had a sprint round at Bathurst. So that'd be pretty cool. And yeah, it's not too long ago I wasn't at Bathurst. I was there in November. So the track's still pretty familiar with me. So I think that's put me in good stead.
That'd be awesome. Like I've driven around you drive around the panorama track, you know, when you go to Bathurst, you got to go around the track. But to actually race on it, that would be so cool.
It is. I remember my first time going around there, I definitely had to tighten the seatbelts a bit more going down the mountain. But it's actually quite narrow when you first go around it. You don't really realise it on TV. Yeah. It looks so wide and the camera angles and nothing does it justice until you race around there at full speed. Last year we did some like sprint type events there, so we weren't actually racing cars like door to door there. Yeah. So that'll be a new element to it, and we'll have kamikazes coming over us at the top of the mountain. So I'm pretty sure that'll add some spice to the mix.
Oh, that'll be awesome! Now you are still looking for some sponsorship as well, so do you want to give a bit of a shout out?
We are. So we've got some sponsorship packages available for this year. We've got some corporate stuff that's available to you. You're able to drive my race car this year if you're really interested in doing that at our corporate day. You know, we've got some sponsors on board at the moment, like Bowers Heavy Haulage. They're putting in a big effort for us to get behind us. And, you know, we're just looking for any type of support to help push us to the front of the field. Obviously, motorsport's quite expensive. I probably couldn't have picked a more expensive sport if
probably
I tried.
Probably not, no.
But, yeah, it all helps to get us up to the front of the field. And, you know, once we get up the front, everyone on that car is going to get noticed. And, you know, we've got a new deal with Channel 7 this year, so it's free-to-air coverage and it's also on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Plus the crowd attendance, hopefully COVID pending, that we actually get big crowds this year. So there's a really good opportunity for your business to be seen. And, you know, we work really hard on our social media, both with Cedars Racing Team and myself, to help get you that exposure that you need.
Yeah. So if you are a business listening who's interested, the best way to get in touch with yourself?
So you can contact me by mobile on 0409 949 352, or you can email me at RGilroy4@gmail.com.
Perfect. Well, good luck at the first race. We'll be very keen to see how you go, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.